finish the last case in this Kol Eshlo Kayim B'Sofer Hislam Kosoi Nai Kayim. You need Rashim Tanoi Kailamai Zuhu Eshlo Kayim. In Tanai Kaidal Maisa, who? Or Yashla Kaima, Tanai. Then, Yashla Kaima works. Or Yashla Kaima, Tanai Botla, Maisa Kaim, one Parishla. So, another one of the Tanoim in Tanoim is, it has to be Tanai that's Yashla Kaim. Back to Gemara. Back to the Rashi of the Mishnah. Amai, why does Mishnah say that the Shem Chinam and the Shem Besachar and the Shoyl who all be Masna to be Potter and their Chiyuvim, it's Masna Mashkos Batayra. So tonight, which goes against the Tayra, Masna Mashkos Batayra, tonight, Bado. But Gemara, Amani, Rabbi Yudi, Dom, and Dom Shimon, tonight, Kayim. Rabbi holds that even though he agrees to the concept of Masna Mashkatari Tanai Bato, but he holds the Dov Shemom and Tanai Kayim, the Grash Dov Shemom and Sher B'Ksus. So, by Reyam Gdeshesli Amnas, Shein Lo Chalai Sher B'Ksus Vahina. So, two things are Mammon. One is Isser, you're not Mammon. The Sher B'Ksus, food and clothing, is Mammon. And Oynes, which is Tashmish, that's, that you can't be Masna. But Mammon is the things that could be Masna. The Sanya, and here we're talking about Mammon. The Sanya, I'm Lisha, Rehem Gdeshes Li, I'm Anash, Ein Lechalai, Sherkses Vaina, Rehem Gdeshes, Tanai Badlu, Rehmer, Vidai, Mer, Dov Shemama, Tanai Kai. Now, what's the chiluk between Dov Shemama and not Dov Shemama? If you're a Yehuda, what's the difference? Mammon Shalach, you can't be Master Mashkos of Torah, so why is Dov Shemama differently? Different. So the Rashi Ksubis says on the above over there. He says Machlag Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda is whether is how do we define, how do we touch up the Tanakh? He says Mash Ein Lachalai Sher Ksus Aina, is he saying that she should be Meichel, or is he saying there shouldn't be a Chiyuv? In other words, the Kula Alma, Zok the Rajva, the Kula Alma, Kula Alma, to be Masna in Medav Shemaman, that there shouldn't be a Chiyuv, that you can't do. To be Masna, there shouldn't be a Chiyuv, that you can't do. That's called Masna Mashna Tara. There's no different Dav Shemaman, or not Dav Shemaman. So why couldn't it be Yehuda? Dov Shemam Tanai Kayam. And by Sharon Ksus, we say the Tanai is Chal. Because then we understand, we say, what he means to say, that Amash should be Meichel. And Mechila helps. There's no reason why he can't be Meichel. Again, El Chayim. You can be Meichel. You can be Meichel. Or also on Sharon Ksus. Yamei Savi, I'm going to Losh Raj, but Amash and El Chayim didn't Sharon Ksus come back. Lakoch Yesh Layolo. He's saying must, there shouldn't be a chiyuv. There is. What can you do? I know. Then I know. Who's the sub? I know. He says even I know. Actually, the lab din share but din I know. Comma. We say it doesn't mean din. He means mechilas mammon. The meila klaimish a timchali mammon I know. Sheyesh lachalai. Or she timchali mammon a share ksus. Sheyesh lachalai. Mechila, you could be mechila. It's not a steer to the Torah. That's not going against Torah. Being mechila, the Torah allows for mechila. Adar bishalos itzu. I raise a chaimer. We discussed yesterday. Krak susi, be potter. The mechila's mom and yeshkan. The kain. You see from the case of krak susi, you see that shaykh mechila. Possible to be mechila. He's learning that krak susi is mechila. Rajba. So you see that mechila helps. It's not cool going against the Torah. So Meilu, what then? Fear of Yehuda, Sher Ksus. And when he says Amnash Ein Lachalai, he means Amnash B'Meichel. That's the mahalach of the Rashba. The Ramban, Babas or Kuf Chavav, has a different mahalach. He wants to say.
I understand why
Rabbi Yehuda
and by
Yisurim,
it's not
a lashon mechila. Doesn't help mechila.
That's
not shaykh mechila. No, it doesn't help. It's not something that's subject to mechila.
Yisurim. Like
only everyone holds that. Everyone holds that.
By
the shayl mama, which is subject to mechila. Now the shayl is, what do I mean when I say amash ein loch ela alai? Am I saying that there shouldn't be any there shouldn't be any chiyuv, or am I saying that I want you to? The Ramban on Kuf Chavav and Beis in Bar Basra also has a big arichas over there in the sugya of Tanai and Dov Shemam and sugya Masa Mashma Zotera. So he explains a little different than the Raj, but along the same line, a little different. He says that Rav Meir holds. He's also mechal between mechila and that there shouldn't be a din. But Chayes Ksuv also talks about this nekuda, and he says there's mechila amash typically mechila helps. He says like this, like Gemara says by Shmita, right? More than that, in Makis says like by Shmita, it's coming up. If a guy, right, the Shemitah is Mashamat the Chayit, so the guy says, Amanas, that Shemitah shouldn't be Mashamat the Chayit. You make a Chayit, Amanas, that Shemitah shouldn't be Mavatal the Chayit, you can't do that. But, you say Amanas, that you won't collect, that's something else, that's like Mechila. That you won't collect the Chayit, that you won't use your right of not collecting the Chayit. You won't the lawyer won't use the right, not paying the chayv, you'll pay. Hakaponim says Ramban. Remei Sabar, Hamash Ein Chalai Lav Klamu Elam Kamiyim Chol Lav Kol Kaminish Leis Chayv. You cannot, right? Mechila helps. Even Remei holds Mechila helps. But when you say Hamash Ein Chalai, what you mean to say is there shouldn't be chiyuv. And then you can't do that. And that's like the Rashba. What does Yehuda hold? That Look at Ramban. Yehuda Sabar, B'yad Eloi Maloi, Shlei Yischayiv Loi. B'yad Eloi Maloi, Shlei Yischayiv Loi. Yehuda Sabar, B'yad Eloi Maloi, Shlei Yischayiv Loi. Shaharei Maichol, U'medav Shal Maman, Yochol Hulimchol. Yehuda says, and there's a lashon in there which might be misleading, Shaharei Maichol, but Chayi doesn't mean that. And then, not that she is being Maichol. By Dov Shemaman, it's subject to Mechila. By Dov Shemaman, you have the possibility of being Meichel. Therefore, says their man, so, where Meir says, Lav Kol Kamine, that you shouldn't be Mechayiv, that there shouldn't be a Chiyiv, Rabbi Yehuda says, since we know that Mechila Vada works, it's by virtue of the fact that Mechila works, by virtue of the fact that Mechila works, so we see the Torah is not makbid, that there should be this Chiyuv. Haraya, that Mechila works. So one second. So since the Torah, we see from the fact that Mechila works, we see the Torah is not makbid, that there should be this Chiyuv, Memela, you, says Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Shmom Tanai Kayam, then you have a right to be Masna, and there shouldn't be a Chiyuv, that the Chiyuv shouldn't be Chav. Since we see the Torah is not makbid, so Mela, now that I'm being masna, not like the Rashba, it's a Tanai that you're going to be Ma'ichel. Right? That's not what you said. You didn't say I'm mash atim chali. You said I'm mash ain lechalai. I'm not, there shouldn't be a chiyuv. Right? You're not saying that there should be mechila. You're saying there shouldn't be a chiyuv. Mechila, the fact that there could be mechila, shows that the Torah is not makbid. And Mela, You could also be masnet, it shouldn't be chiyav to be chav. So those lechayra, the two mahalchim, the shayin. We'll see when we get to Taisus and Ksubis. This might mean a geya.
Well, let's wrap. Was that?
I think it was
you're saying like the Ritva, that there's a difference between
the Ritva? I didn't say Ritva.
No, but you saw it. They said there's a difference between.
I didn't say Ritva. What Ritva? What are you talking about?
No, see, but is he saying that there's a difference Ooh. Between the Masa and the Ramban?
Yeah, are you talking Ramban or Ritva? You make it. Make
it Ramban.
So why are you saying Ritva?
Because they didn't think Ritva was the same thing in the second paragraph, but.
Exactly. If we didn't discuss the Ritva and Shir, even if we discussed it before Shir, you can't bring up Ritva and Shir.
But on the Ramban, how come it's, is it saying that there's a difference between Masa Masha Kosvatara and Masa Masha Hikvatara? Is the lesson like.
Something like that. Yes, the fact that Mechila helps, a male, since the Torah is not Machbid.
Not everything Torah says.
It's not exactly that Ritva. It's not the Ritva. Zivna Ritva.
What is it?
It's a good thing I like you. The Ramban is saying that since we see the Torah allows for Mechila, therefore it's not cool going against Torah. You're not going against Torah.
But the Torah tells you somewhere else that
Shem Reis have. Again, since we see Mechila helps, we see the Torah is not Machped that the Chiv should be. By Mama, the Torah is not Machped that the Chiv should be.
So
there's
a
difference between saying in being Machbed, right? That's what he's making the chilek, and then by Kedushin, the Torah is Machbed. Over here, it just says that it's not Machbed.
No.
Then, like,
when the Torah says something, it's not
Machbed, then? By Mamam, Akarchta, the Machbed is Mechilah. Okay. If that's not enough, we'll talk tonight. So, the rule is when it becomes a 1-on-1, then we have to stop. Okay? Yeah.
What was the Rashba's version?
The Rajma said that Almanas she'ein loch alai sherekzus v'ayna. We tie it up to mean mechila. Almanas, you should be meichel. Okay. Tek nimar mimatz mukmes loch Rabbi Yehuda. How can you say that our mission is going to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why in the ratio the shemrim could be masna. Emesayfa kol masna mashkos b'tayra tonight bottle. I read in this mission it says b'feirish kol hamas. The next case of the mission kol masna mashkos b'tayra tonight bottle. The mission seems to be saying across the board that you can't be masked against the tayra. El gemara sonar mei. This mashma that's a gemay. Holakasha. That's not so shver. Loyal or b'yud. They say b'dav sheni mashamamen. The same mission says. It's talking about other things, not mammon. So that nishke feralach. That's not a steer tribute. But emesayfa kol tonight sheish b'maisim klaz tonight bottle. Mish says also it has to be tonight kari l'maisa. Who's the one that holds like that? Hasvar meir. Hasanya klap the ish kvar chananya amim shur meir. Tonight, Kaila Maisa, I raise it tonight. Maisa come tonight, ain't it tonight? So that's your mayor. So therefore, it's mashma. That's not a beauty, it's your mayor. El Kur, Mary, Mishani Hacha, the Mekar, the Shibit Nash. So, we don't like the tarots that we're going after your Behuda, because the rest of the Mishnah seems to be going Shitz Rameir. Therefore, the ratio that says you could be masna has to stem with Rameir. So we have a problem. It's masna mash kasvatar. The Gemara says there's a difference between kedushin and shaymin. Hacha mekara leishibed nafshay. Says Rashi. Afil teim a ratio that tani mas shemchin lipat mishvua Rameir. V'hai lab masna mash kasvatar. El Shama Loi, Efshi Leo is Shema Shulcha, Ella Bekach, the Shema Loi Nachis Lashmira Adamashuk Lebehema. The Shmir is not Chal until Mashicha. That's a Sugi by itself, which we're not going to try now, we have to talk about that Sugi. What does that mean? The Gemara talks about Tik Mashicha by Shemir. Let's see what that means exactly. But Rashi says, what that means is that the Chuvei Shmira are not Chal until Mashiach. That's when he becomes a Shaima. Others learn not like that. There's a place over there, but I don't want to go into that right now. V'haiki mashach kvar pirish amnash ein le'olav shvua v'leishibin napshe le'i retayr shaymim el le'mitzas. Harei, he was already mishnabed himself, he was ready at the time of the Mashiach, he already spoke out to Tanai, and he was mishnabed himself, he was not mishnabed himself, only the mitzvahs. V'mashi yarad yarad. So, just derech agav, if we're already reading this Rashi, and this David pointed out last night, yesterday we were grappling with the Shita Ben Baruch. The Ben Baruch says that Shemachinam cannot be masna to pater from Shia. And so we had a bit of a problem with our Zerua, who seems to say, so the way we explained it was because Batsmi is still a Shimer, he still has a Chi of Shmira. Meila Pshima Damazik, so that's not a Ptur, it's not a Chiv of Shaimim. So Meila it can't be Masna against that. And we had a problem with Darzrua. The Darzrua quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, it says, we're talking about the worm, you're not a Shaimim Bechal, and then he turns around, Tech de Dibur, he brings down the main Baruch, the Chayiv for Pshia. It's Mashma, you know, you're not a Shaimim. So we tried yesterday to have some type of quasi Shmir over here. That serve it somewhat watch and somewhat of a Mashiach, and that's enough. That was the raid yesterday. So David pointed out that you look at the Agos Ashri. It's interesting because the Arzurua, Agos Ashri is calling the Arzurua himself starts off. He quotes Rashi, our Rashi that we just read now. Then he says the Pirush Benach. He quotes Bin Ben Chananel, and then he brings the Ben Baruch. So I was assuming that. If he's bringing in the Ben Baruch, I have to be saying, Ben Chananel, that's Mashma, there's no stero, he doesn't say there's a Mach like this here. But if you look at the guy's Ashri, the guy's Ashri quotes Rashi. Okay? I mean, he's not quoting Rashi, he's quoting Azrua. The whole thing is quoting Azrua. But he quotes the part of the Azrua that quotes Rashi. He says, Rugani, Shis, Nukaitim, Shemashka, Sebehema, right? This is the Rashi. Lahachi, Lehabam, Masa, Mashka, Sebehema, Lehshibit, Namshe, Lehri, Lehri, Shemrim, El, Lemitzas. So he talks about, and that's the Rashi at all time, he talks about being Yeri, Lehshemrim, Lemitzas. Right? That means he seems to be learning that's what the Sukhi is all about, is being Yeri, Lemitzas. Because it could be, maybe you can't. The way the mission is working is you've been yared lemiktsas. You could say that I'm a shaymer, but I don't want all the chiyuvim of the shaymer. And I was never mechayim myself. In other words, you have to mechayim yourself. And I was never mechayim myself for all the chiyuvim, right? But he talks about being yared lemiktsas. Now. So one second. So if that's true, that means that the case of Pshia would be saying, I'm a Shaimer, but I'm not going to be Chayiv in Pshia. So if that's true, then maybe the Hagos Ashri understood in the Arzurua that although the Arzurua brought in the Ben Chananel between Rashi and the Ben Baruch, but maybe Taker Ben Baruch, Allah Ben Baruch, can only be stood. That's Mufi Rashi. That you are a mix of Shaimer. You're not saying you're not a Shaimer Bechal, because in Black Aaron's Dig it says Master Shaimer. Right? You are a Shaimer, not becoming a Shaimer. So therefore Ben Baruch that says his Chiddush is also talking about when you're a Shaimer and. If you're a shaymer and you're being masna, not b'chayim pshia, that doesn't work. Which the Mishnah is talking about a shaymer that's being masna, right? That's what Rashi says. That's the whole, I'm doing Rashi the whole time. Mitzah shmir, Rashi says. Lemitzahs, Rashi keeps saying lemitzahs. So in that situation, yeah, a guy that's being machnas himself lemitzahs, so it works by shvu that the shaymer chinam is saying machayim shvu, but. To say Mak Mikhaiv and Pshia Khanina. Say Mak Mikhaiv and Pshia, That's not going to work. Why? Once you are a shimer, you're not saying you're not a shimer. You're saying you are a shimer. You want to patty yourself from some of the chiyuvim. That could work. Lagabe shvua, not lagabe the chiyuv shias, which is metamazik, like the Machlefraim said. V'chulu. Talk upon him. This Rashi and the way that goes, Ashri brings down the Azurua. So maybe what I assumed, just reading the Azurua, was that the Ben Baruch being brought down after the Ben Chanan was mashma that they could work together, but maybe that Gaz Ashi is telling me no, that the Azurua brought them all down, but he's leaving it to you to figure out who's working with who. Ben Chanami, Ben Baruch is not working with Ben Chanan, and that's why he says that you are actually, if you are a Shimer and you want to pat yourself from Shia, that you can do.
So okay. How would you read that guy's straight side with the right punctuation?
That's not for now. Okay? This really just came there, Chagav. But, so, tonight we can read it together if you want. But now, we're moving on. Now let's get back to, let's not lose the flow in Rashi. So Rashi, again, is trying to explain the Gemara. What's the difference between... Kedushin and Shaimrin. Why in Rumeir holds Masa Mashkal Torah tonight bottle even by Dov Shem Maman? Why by Shaimrin is he might? So Rashi says, B'pshad is, Gemara says, Mikar L'shibin Nafshei. Rashi says, because already at the time of the Meshicha, which is when the Chiyuv was Chal, you already Masna, whatever it is, whatever conditions it is, that you wanted to have. And therefore, you would have Machayim yourself. So that's what according to Meir works. Now, what's the Mashengi Magadushin? Amkash is the Isha, Micham Allah, Harei Magdashisli, Iskachalo. Yeah? When he says Harei Magdashisli, presuming he already gave her the money, she's already married. Micham Allah, Manash, Ein Lechalai, Masna, Amashakasov, Batayra. Dein Ishus Lechatzayin. Lichitafes Kedushin. Legamri Tafes. Amasna, Amashakasov, Batayra. Says Rashi, By Kedushin, once you say Ramikdashesli, Zel. Done. Mukadashes, as some people like saying by under the chuppah. Yeah? Mukadesha, and then for now you want to say, no, wait, 1 second. Without Sheikh Zazaina. Too late, buddy. You ready? She's ready, Mukadesha. And Kedushin Chatzayin. You ready to make Kedushin? You ready to make Kedushin? And this is Kedushin. Mashen came by the Shomer. You didn't become a Shomer until the Tanakh.
Isn't Kedushin Akhali gives her the Kruta?
He did give it to her.
That's a Machlekes.
He did give it to her.
That's a Machlekes.
He did give it to her.
Then he's giving it a Kruta.
No, he gave it to her.
Before he said it?
Isn't that
that's what it seems. That's what it seems like in Rashi. Can I have the Ritva, please? I'm sorry, I forgot to bring one.
Can
we see
that
deal
again, Rashi again,
please? What deal? That deal. Rashi seems to say, or Rashi says. I don't even know why I say. Seems to say that the man is very kind to Rashi over here. Is that anybody saying that? maybe that was Ibrahim as well yesterday. The Rashi says that by Kedushin, don't you say Rei Mekdeshesli? Zeu, she's Mekdeshes. Now you want to make a Tanai and say, without Sherkus Vaina, it's too late. She's Rei Mekdeshes, and she's Mekdeshes with the Chiv of Sherkus Vaina. Now, the obvious problem with Rashi is that L'chayra, who said the Tanai of Hamas was said after you gave her the money? Pashtis, before he gave the money, he made the Tanai. Not only that,
question
not
on the Shomer, it's a question on the Kedushin.
The Kash is by Kedushin, yes. Problems with Rashi is what Rashi says by Kedushin. Rashi is by Shomer is perfect. Talmud's what Rashi says Bekdushin. Rashi says Bekdushin, the simple picture of Rashi is that Bekdushin, first he gave Bekdushin, and then he makes the Tanai. So what's going on over here? First of all, Echtesi. Second of all, that the Rava says Saman of Shach. So why are you assuming that by Kedushin he said he gave it to her Aram Dashli, and then he woke up with the Tanai? Hashem came by Shaimrim, you're assuming, as you meant, Hashemim, one second, Hashemim, you're assuming that before the Beshicha, he already said it tonight. Maybe he said, okay, I'm going to be Hashem Achinam, or Hashem Asach, or Shail, and he took it, and then he said, oh, by the way, I don't want to be Chayivin, X, Y, and Z. Techdiba, whatever it is, I'm a Techdiba, but why are we assuming, either way, if I'm a Techdiba, so therefore, Manashah, if you tell me that Bekdushin, the Tanai is afterwards, therefore it's too late, why is it saying to my Shaimer, the Tanai is afterwards, and therefore it's too late?
Or vice versa.
I'm picking up maybe from Zev is trying to say that Bekdushin, like we said yesterday, Bekdushin, you can't be Chayis Techlidibur. So maybe that's why Techlidibur maybe is not going to help, but maybe by Shaimer we could, maybe that's why it would help, maybe that could be Teretz Barashi, it's a bit of a pshetl, but maybe that could work.
After he took the Shemir, after the Mashiach, he says maybe then he did the Tanai.
Rashi says by time. Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi, this is not wrong. Rashi says by the Shem. By time he did it. By time the Mashiach is ready to tonight. He only did the Mashiach al Das. So Rashi doesn't say it anyway. So that's one big problem. Rashi, the man of Shach. Furthermore,
the problem is by maybe
tonight is after. Yeah. Problem is no. Maybe tonight is before. How's Rashi know tonight is afterwards? Mechtesi. And why? Maybe tonight is before, right? And the question is further exasperated because.
Why then
Shaimer, Manavshav? You're telling me you're assuming that Kedushin tonight is afterwards, and Mashaimer will stay tonight is afterwards. So how's Rashi making this chiluk? How's Gemara making a chiluk? Furthermore, what?
Why is Rashi so chatzin?
The problem is
with the
tonight. No, the problem is that the Kedushin is ready chal.
Right.
Why is it Kedushin chatzin?
Yeah, what does that
have
to do with
the way of calling puzzle?
There's a point. Don't tell me that there's a point. It's not because Kedushin Chatzayin, it's because it's too late. That's a very good point. That's an excellent point. Don't even ask that.
You can't make Kaddish and Isha without Shaq's.
True, that's true, but that's not the Nekuda over here. The Nekuda of Kedushin Chatzayin is that if I'm trying to make Kedushin, I can't make Kedushin, that's not a full Kedushin. That's the Nekuda of Kedushin Chatzayin. I can't do that. But here, the point is that you didn't do that. You made a regular Kedushin. Not because Ein Kedushin Chatzayin, even Kedushin was the Chatzayin, but I made a regular Kedushin.
He's explaining in a situation that.
No, but that's the whole point. But Rashi says that it's too late already. Rashi says, because it's too late. If the study in Rashi is because it's too late, then what does Rashi mean in Kedushin Chatzayin? Furthermore, says the Rishonim, L'chayra, it's a problem to say that that's the case. They gave her the Kedushin, and then he made the Tanai. Because then it's Ma'isa Karim Tanai, and Tanai Karim L'Ma'isa. You need Tanai Karim L'Ma'isa. So Al-Karkhan Tanai is before. One second.
Maybe it's not even how before or after. He's saying that even in the Kedushin, you try to say it before, it won't work because of the time.
Okay, but he doesn't say that. It's not what he said. He said, the way he says it, By Shaimrim, by the time you get to the Mashiach, he gives you a whole speech about the Shaimrim, which is totally Mashiach. And by the time you get to the Mashiach, he says, right. It was already, you already Masna. Mashen came by Kedushin. Michi Amala. Harem Gdeshli is Kachala. Michi Amala. Right. When you said Harem Gdeshli, she's already Mikudeshes. And now, Michi Amala Manas. It sounds like you're saying that afterwards is Mashma Kar, the Ish Ratzayin. Michitov Kedushin Gamit office. It's very hard to read the Rashi otherwise. The only reason why I'm not screaming is because Ma'isa the Ramban is willing to give Rashi some slack. You know, it's funny, the Ritva over here is not willing to cut Rashi slack, and the Ritva is always the one that's willing to to say Pirush LePirushai and drain the Rashi totally around, drain the Raman totally around. But over here, he's a stickler and he says no, Rashi doesn't mean that. Akapani, he argues in Rashi. Now,
Rambam and
Ravid. What's what? Tanai Kari Lamaisa. Yeah. So.
Why can't we just apply this?
That what? Explain.
Then Rashi's going like.
Right. Explain.
Yeah.
Explain.
I don't know who says what.
I don't care who says what. Explain which sheet the Rashi we're going to work with.
I don't know because Rebbe didn't tell me last night. Rebbe said I'll tell you tomorrow.
No. I don't care. What are two sheetahs? What are two sheetahs? Not name. What are two sheetahs?
One says, I think. One says, the Tanai is reading for the
Masha.
One says, the
Masha is reading
for the
Tanai. No. No. The Chayez Ram the Raivit is, you can come up to me. The Chayez Ram the Raivit is that when we say that Tanai, Mishnah says, Tanai, the Masha has to be after the Tanai.
Yeah.
Does that mean? In action or in the nusach of what you're saying, okay? Dainu. Does that mean you have to make the Tanai before you do the action? But if you do the action and then you make the Tanai, it doesn't work. That's the Rambam. Or the nusach when you say the nusach harei amgdashli amanas. Does that have to be amanas? Harei amgdashli. Okay. But either which way, it's not going to help you for Rashi. So it's not going to get. But either way, Rashi is saying that Tanai is after the action, and if in that Ram Deshli you said the Tanai first, then Vayter, by the time you did the action, by the time you said a Ram Deshli, which is needed for the Kedushin, you already said the Tanai. So either way, Rashi doesn't work. Right? You also tried saying that maybe goes to the exam. No? I think you started saying that.
And he didn't make a tie yet, right? He points to that sheet that he didn't have to tie before the Maisa. Here he's making the tie after, before the...
But according to that sheet, that the tie is before you do the Maisa. You want to say the Rambam?
About saying about the Lashon.
So that means he didn't say Ram Gdesh. Then he said... No! That means he said... I'm an ass that I'll be potter in Sheret Zayin, not Ram Gdeshesli. So there's never a situation where he made a Kedushin without Sheret Zayin. Rashi says, when he said Ram Gdeshesli, it's Ram Gdeshes. But he said, I'm an ass, and Chayek Shazayin, Ram Gdeshesli, he never made a Kedushin without Sheret Zayin. What?
No, I'm saying he didn't say the Tanai yet.
Again, according to the Ravid, he has to say the Tanai before the action.
Right.
So he can't say Ram Deshla and then the Tanai.
Right.
So then why is it, then he had to say Lefi the Ravid? He had to say I'm not Shein Chai Sheik Shuzvayna Haram Deshesli. So you don't have no Rashi. Now the Ramban is willing to get to cut Rashi some slack over here. Mm-hmm. Also, furthermore, he asks that if Rashi, according to Rashi, where you learn Rashi Kipshutai, Rashi is a bazundir svara in Kedushin. According to where you learn Rashi Kipshutai, it's a svara dafka by Kedushin, where Rashi says it, right? And so, Fek Ramban, one second, Haray. What about other places of Aino, Amat Sheinach Alai Aino, right? There's other places where we talk about Mas Mashkas Taru, or Shvius, right? There's also the Dovish, there's the Machlech Shvuder Meir, is not only by Kedushin, Machlech Shvuder Meir is by Amat Sheinach Alai Aino, which is Dovish of Mamai, and I'm going to ask that Shvius is not Masham Adachai, right? So what Zerban Svar, the Rashi Svar, Al-Khar is not going to help you in all those cases. That's Zerban's Kasha on Rashi Yoni. So Rashi is problematic. So the Ran says, "Efsher, Nachi Nami Kama."
One second.
This is the. I'm reading the Ramban. "Efsher, Nachi Nami Kama." She Efsher Lekadish Isha Shleis Chayv L'Shech Zvayna Shater Chayv Asay. Lav Davki Ishus El Shein Chadov B'Tayer She Efsher L'Asayis L'Chatzayim B'Tanai Abol Vatel Miktzas L'Kayim Miktzas K'Nechsipna. Says the Ramban. The Bamsin, let's go back to the beginning of the Ramban, his own pshat, right? Well, how does Ramban himself learn? And how do most Rishonim learn the Gemara? Gemara again, we're trying to explain why the fear of Meir. Why the fear of Meir? What kash are we trying to explain? I know. Trying to explain the Gemara. We're trying to answer the Gemara. We are saying the Mishnah goes who? Remeir. I Remeir holds. Even though Shemamain, we don't say Tanai Kayam. So why in the Mishnah can the Shemra be master? Says the Gemara. Omekara Lashibit Nafshe. What does that mean? Says the Ramban. Pirish. Loinasa Shemra Sacha Shaloi. V'loi Shayol. Which Derech Agav, the Ran over here, the answer is that he's not a Shomer. When you say you can't be Master Mashkas B'Taira, what does that mean? That if you're doing the Parsha of the Taira, you're trying to do something that says in the Torah, but you want to do it your way. So that we say, no, you can't do things your way. Torah says it this way, you got to do it that way. You can't be masked against the Torah. You can't go against the Torah. But, I don't have to be a Shomer. Doesn't say anything in the Torah that I have to be a Shomer. So, essentially what I'm doing is, I'm not being a Shomer. If I'm a Shomer and I want to say, but I want to make my own version, yeah, I'm a revisionist, that you can't do. You can't be a revisionist. But you don't have to be a Shomer. I'm not a Shomer. So therefore, says the Ramban, that's not Bechal, Mas Mashkal Torah. That's the Gemara saying. I'm not a Shomer. If you're not a Shomer, you're not a Shomer. And that's why even make you could make all these tonight. Okay, that same question. It's all the Yerushalayim and our Sugya. What?
Once it's not, it's a master. He doesn't have any other fear at all.
I think, what are you? If you're not a
Shomer,
there's nothing
called. Are you considered Shomer
B'Mitzasa? No, like he never just put on my shelf.
No, he didn't.
Can we call it Shomer B'Mitzasa?
You are a Shomer, you're your own Shomer, not Shomer of the Torah.
Like what they're saying. If you're making it tonight, what are you making it tonight for? Just say you're not a Shomer.
You make Kiddushin. And he has Shalal Eschai, and he doesn't want to be Chayim, right? Right, they said also, but not all that. You're doing the parasha of the Torah, and Melo, you're Meshubba to the Dinim. You can't opt out for some of the Dinim. Mashiach Rabbi, he's saying you're not a Shomer. He says, he tells it so, Kiilu Amar, Anach Lefanai, like the Nusach of the Menachanal yesterday. I don't know if it was the Nusach again, I forgot. What? Okay. I don't know if I made a whole slogan out of it already. What? Hanach? Siv? Tov. He says that here for us in Hebrew. Kilo am anach lefan. I've ended shem lechol. I've darchay huchayv lishma. So the question is, what he's saying? The good question is, well, what's this being masna? What's being masna? And really, is another question I was actually thinking. In this mahaloch, so when the Mishnah says, Mishnah is talking about each shomer being masna on being part of different things, right? Keeping some of the chiyuvim. One second. No, so I'm saying that. So if he's there, batsim, like this in the Mishnah, right? Let's say the shayol, right? He wants to pat himself just from the shvur, right? Or shemesachar. He only wants to pardon himself from part of what he's chayiv on. He wants to pardon himself the shvur, but betzem will be chayiv in that if he's ma'idah, right? He doesn't like, he doesn't want whatever, right? He doesn't want to pardon himself from everything.
Oh.
He wants to pardon himself from mitzvahs of his chiyuvim. So, Bashi Pshad Mishli say, if he's the one that could call the shots, we'll see if he ties in Ksubas, we'll see in Mitzvah. I guess not today, probably, at least not the end of Taisers. So there, the pshat is, if he both does what the pshat is, he could call the shots. He could make his own type of shayma, right? However he decides to, you know, work it out, to create that chiv shayma. But, Lefidah Ramban, he's saying he's not a shayma. So if he wants to mechayiv himself in certain things, then pshat is, then that's, when he gets a sugya later, what happens if a shayma chinam wants to become chayav like a shayil, and there's a shayil where to make a kinyan or not. So according to this, I'm saying this might be an afkamin, and how we understand, if we're saying Taki's not a shayim b'chal, then not that he's deciding the tanaim of the shmira, then if he wants to keep part and lose part, then that might make things more complicated. Back upon him, that's the way it balances. The Lashon Masna, It's not difficult. But the chayyim that that's they're saying. The Rebbe Chanan was very sharp. They're very sharp. Oh, but just the chag, I wanted to tell you what the Ran, when he says this, he's negated the sugi yesterday whether or not the shemachin of b'masna he potter and pshil. So yesterday, you know, we're handling. Obviously, Ben Baruch says you can't. We said we're medayik in the Rimo Nil that you could, because he only says the reason why the Mishnah is mentioned it because it's a idiocy, right? But that's theoretically, if you did say it, you could be masna, we're handling what about Taisvis, right? Is it right for Taisvis? Not right for Taisvis. The Ran, in our Gemara, just like Derech Agav, he shows his hand on this, and he says like this. What does the Shemachina normally have to pay? He's popping himself Milashalem. Pshia. There's a Farish in the Ran that Shemachina could pat himself from Tashlumin of Pshia. And this was garnished in very nicely because he's saying it teichli diba when he said you're talking out of shayim b'chlal. So if we say that in order to say that you can't be masnam pshia is because you are a shayim or you chiv to watch and that's why you're pshayim pshayim tamazik, that will work very nicely. The Ran l'shitasai he's saying right now like the Ben Chananel, there's a whole chesed we made yesterday. We see it clearly in the Ran. The Ran is saying that he is not becoming a shaymer, then it's very much understandable what he says today, that the shemachinam could part himself from tashlumin of pshia as well.
The Ran says he's not going to be a shaymer.
Exactly what he's saying here. That he's
masna,
once he
puts
in the
shalom,
then what? That he's not a
shaymer? He said, but when a shemachinam, he's just talking about this, is being masna, not to pay. He says, Mamash is derech agav, he's not even coming to say it. It works because he's saying he's not a shaymer. He's going with the Ramban
right.
And the Ben Chananel. The idea is he's not a shaymer, but just Tarech HaDei, he happens to mention
right.
The Tashlumin. Just like it was a Metzia, Mamish, because he's not even like discussing it b'chal. He's just like, Derech Agav, I just happened to notice that he says L'shalim. Which other shaymer don't say that. They're just, you know, just
where does the Ran say that you're not Chav Shmir, that you're not considered a shaymer?
He says that. That's how he explains it.
From the fact that
he learns like he says like he says like the Ramban. He says he explains it. Why is it not Masmash Kosutaira? He says, Avshem Khim Shihisna Shia Pot the Mil Shalim. Eina Hashem. It's not considered Masal Kal. The fish is Zelay Nasa Shayim Shalai Klau. Is that good enough for you? Eina Nasa Shayim Shalai Klau. Very good. Okay.
Was Ramban coming to answer Rashi?
Wait, we're getting there. Wait a second. I drop back a second. Say, Ramban asked a bunch of questions in Rashi. Then we went back. No, then went back to Ramban, his own shot. And then let's go back to the end. The Ramban says his shot before he says Rashi. We said Rashi first. I did the part that Ramban asked in Rashi. No problem. Now says the Ramban, and this is rather incredible to read this into Rashi. So he says, "Vafshir dachi nami kamar she efshir lekadosh isha shle yischayev la sherksus v'ayna shatayra chayev asay v'lav dafki ishus el shein lechadav b'tayra shefshir lasachatzayin." So Rashi says, he's stressing the Rashi, the ein ish lechatzayin, and ein ish lechatzayin. He's saying that means who adin everything else not lechatzayin. And that seems to be in the main Nekudah in Rashi, that it's not so much whether the Tanai was before or after, whether he went in El Das, that the point is ain't Ish L'Chatzayin, you can't make Ish L'Chatzayin. So he seems to be grabbing onto that, and somehow he's willing to ignore the rest of the Rashi. So, I don't know, but at face value, Rashi is extremely shver from all sides, right? First of all, that Rashi seems to be saying at face value that by Shomer and the Pshat, the reason is because at the onset of the Shmir, you already expressed your Tanai, therefore you were Makabel, a full Shmira. Right, and the Derech Agav, in Rashi, like we said all before, it's not a full Shmira. Anyway, in that Rashi anyway is different than Ramban for sure, right? It's not thinking that it's not a Shmira at all. Ramban's saying
it's a Shmira. Rashi says
Rashi, it's not a full Shmira, but there is a Shmira here. But so he's not even really saying Rashi anyway. Right? Even if you forgive Rashi for the way he sets it up, right? And the Iker is the Ein Kedush L'Chatzayin, but he's not saying the Ramban that you're not a Shayim B'chal. That's how the Ramban says no problem of L'Chatzayin, because you're not a Shayim B'chal. So they really have to understand in Rashi, if you're going to do this for Rashi, then, but what happened, if Ein Kedush L'Chatzayin, Ein Nol L'Chatzayin, and Ein Shmit L'Chatzayin, yeah, so why? Why is there Shayim L'Chatzayin? In other words, the Ramban is not Mesiachis to that. This Diak and Rashi that we discussed in the beginning of Shir, right? That Rashi seems to say, it's not that you're not a Shayim, not that you're not a Shayim B'chal. You are a Shayim, but less of a Shayim. You're a Shayim with less Chiyuvim, right? The Ramban is not Mesiachis to that B'chal. When the man Kilo tries to stop his pshat in the Rashi, then that's in the chilv and kedushin and everything. And Shaimer means the kedushin and kedushin l'chatzayin. You know, either you're on board or you're not on board. And by Shaimerim also ain't Shaimer l'chatzayin, but either I'm on board or not on board. So I'm not on board. Makedushin make kedushin. You are on board. So you have to play it. You have to play by the rules. By Shaimerim, you're not on board. So you don't have to play with the rules. You're not playing the game. But Rashi didn't say that. So that's really another difficulty to say that Rashi really means like the Ramban. And it would seem that more that Rashi is making the chiluk whether the Tanai was before you actually became the Shomer or the Tanai was afterwards. Then you have all the kashas, including why Rashi did the chuda of Mavosh kasha, why are saying chuda today. It's also the kasha. So Rashi is basically a mess. What?
I didn't get to the question of the Chatzayin, because if you are sounding like saying that you could do a Tanai after the Maisa, you do a Tanai after the Maisa, so you're doing a Tanai, and that's making the Kedushin into a Chatzayin, therefore it's not a good Tanai.
No, but he's saying the problem is the Kedushin was already Chal. Okay, that's right.
The issue is not
okay. So, So, okay, so in the Gemara, in the Chiluk of the Gemara, we have. We have the Mahalach of many Rishayim, perhaps most Rishayim. And Umar said, "Mikar l'shibenafshe is the pshat that he's not becoming, he's not being a shayim." Mechal, that's Rav Rishayim in our sug. You learn that way, and that's what we saw in the Arzur b'shem Rechanal as well. And then we have a question: how is Rashi learning the sugya? At first glance, Rashi seems to be saying the chiluk is whether the Tanai was clear at the time of the Shmira, time of the Kedushin. And then with all the major kashas. But in Taisis and Ksubis, there are two Mahalchim. Did Dom get the end ties? That was more work in the beginning? Yeah. Huh? Dom did the end? There's two Mahalchim. Both of them, not learning like all the Shainim that we just mentioned. Because Taisis, at the end, over there, you know, normally I would have gone from Gideon Taisis, but since we're already deep in our Gemara, I think we'll just finish up with Taisis. Taisis has a kasha. Now, what's the difference between Kedushin and Shayim? Because Taisis did say that Nekuda of Ein Kedushin L'chatzayin. Reason why, if you're a mayor, Dov Shemaman is not an Ikayim because Ein Kedushin L'chatzayin. She has a kasha, so why is Shaimim different? Taisis gets two truths in time. Hadis not Masech Lepayil, and Master Shaim Chin, Lisbli is Padre Meshvua, Parap Gemara, Masech Masech Gantaira, Masech, Lutamer Meir, Shani Hoch, the Mekar, the Shibin Nafshe, Maim Shani Hoch, and Amila Kitch, I'm asking about Shibin Nafshe. What's the difference by Shaim? We say Lishibin Nafshe. It's Magdushan also, Lishibin Nafshe. Same thing, just like the Shaimer. The Shem Mesach was Leishib and Nafshid B'chayim and Beida. The husband was Leishib and Nafshid B'chayim B'shar Tzuz Raina or Shem Ksuz. So then there's two truths. Mishlaim. Shani Hasam Kim the Rips of Tayyar Shem Harbe Shem Chinu Shayil Nay Sachar Yochel Nam Kol Ech Liyais Lefi Tanoi. Tayyar says we see that the Torah offered many possibilities of many possibilities, different types of shmira, different types of shaimrin. So Mela, by virtue of the fact, the Torah gave you this whole smorgasbord over here, so Mela, the assumption is that really you can pick and choose. Yeah? Since the Torah gave you all the options, so we see the Torah is allowing you to do whatever you want. So Mela, Dafka over here, we say that you have the option to pick and choose. Then we don't say l'chatzayin. Normally we say whatever the Torah sets up a system, ain din ha-Torah l'chatzayin. You can't pick and choose. This is what it is. Yeah. But by Shem we see the Torah wasn't makbid. By Shem we see the Torah did give various options. Mela, the assumption is that you can also do it your way. That's the first test. Inami, Shani Hasam, this is the test that we discussed many times. Ready? Inami, Shani Halcha, the Chayavasai, Taira, Shai Mesachar, Ashok Lokei Askar, Meshoel, Yukon Ashaloi. Right? So Taira was saying the reason why each one has their chiyuv is because of what they're getting. The shayla is called Ashaloi, it's different Torah is mechayiv him, he should be chayiv even in 19. Shem Mesachar, he's going to evade, he's getting paid. And therefore, the punchline is Meshabdim Atzmam L'chol Kasev Parsha. Meshabdim Atzmam L'chol Kasev Parsha. Hilkach V'makam She'en Meshabdim Atzmam Peturim. V'makam She'en Meshabdim Atzmam Peturim. So the idea is, as Taisvis, that's almost like the Torah's giving a recommendation. In other words, the Torah says this is the way it should be, right? But at the end of the day, it's not the Torah imposing these chiyuvim on you. It's not the Torah says, when you're a shomer, okay, you're a shomer, we got you, we want you, boom, you're chayav X, Y, and Z. No. You know, you become a shomer, now that the chiyuv Torah kick in. No. Says Taisvis, that you're Mishab and Atzmam L'chol Kosta B'Torah. So when you sign up as a Shayim, you sign up as Shayim Asach, Yishma Zechinam, that's him. What you're doing is you're signing up to what the Torah says. And you're being Mishabed yourself to what the Torah says. Memela, if the whole Chiv comes because I was Mishabed myself, so it's only if I was Mishabed myself. If I wasn't Mishabed, so I'm Machayim. If the Chiv is imposed upon me by the Torah, so I can't say I want this Shmira without those Chiyuvim. No. This Shmira comes with those Chiyuvim. And if you're this Shmira, then these Chiyuvim are imposed on you. But if we say that, so Marshall, I share this Vaina, right? It's not the Pshat that I'm Machayim myself to share this Vaina. I'm getting married, and Torah says, okay, if you're married, then you have these obligations. Those are obligations that come with marriage. But it's not that you have to be mechayiv yourself in these obligations. The man that will say, okay, here I wasn't mechayiv myself. By Shomer, we understand that the Torah says this is the way it should be. Mamela, if the guy, and male, you have to mechayiv yourself. Mamela, if you're not mechayiv yourself, then you weren't mechayiv yourself. And therefore, that's the fundamental difference between Shomrim and Kedushin. Sofita Isvis, that's in both Terutzim and Taisvis, right, you are a Shomer. In both Taisvis, you are a Shomer, not like older Shomer, right? And Aaron's question from Mishnah says, Master Shayim Mechinim is Masha Arshayim, the Fitaisis, the both of the Taisis, that's good. Right? And Master is also good. His question, Master is also good. Because you're being Master. Nervous. Okay. The not being Mashabi is something, it's a little not so great lashon. But anyway, the point is, the bottom line, Fitaisis is, that in both Trutzim, you are a Shayim. That's the fundamental difference between the two Trutzim and Taisvis and all the Shayim by us. All the Shayim by us saying, the reason why you could do it is because you're not a Shayimer. Taisvis is saying, no, you are a Shayimer, but for two reasons, you have right to decide what kind of Shayim, what you want to be Mechoyivin. Either because the Torah gave you various options, so we see the Torah is not Makbid, and it's not double or nothing, it's not Ein Kedushin Chatzayim, it's not Ein Shayim Chatzayim, or the idea is that the whole chiv comes, are you there, you being mechayiv yourself? And male, if you're not mechayiv yourself, then you're obviously not mechayiv.